And with me, I have a special guest here in the studio, or not in the studio, but on phone. Polly, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Polly.
Thank you for calling me. It's nice to hear your voice. It's been a long time.
Yeah, we haven't talked in quite some time. It's got to be at least 5 years almost.
Yeah, it seems that way.
I went back to Ohio, you know, for a time. And
That's right. I heard from you a couple times while you were there, but welcome back, belatedly.
Thanks. Yeah, so welcome back to the land of nothing almost, you know. It's kind of weird this year. And I wanted to ask you, because I was looking... And for everybody here, this is Polly Springhorn with us. Before your name was Polly Moeller,
people
are looking at your music and wondering who's Polly Springhorn.
Yeah, I answer to either name, but I'm reverting back to my original family name, Springhorn.
And what a fine name that is!
I agree, it's distinctive. I did an internet search, and there are less than 100 people with that name in the United States.
Now, what do you think that name is? Do you think that's a Dutch name, or?
The genealogy we've done places us in Prussia.
Mm-hmm. Prussia, interesting.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, let's just let people know who you are. Some people... probably know you just by talking here, but you've been performing as a musician now for pretty much almost your entire life, isn't that right?
It's true.
And yes. What instruments are you currently playing these days?
I play my flutes, regular and bass. I play my guitar sometimes, and I sing. I also speak words, and that's what my upcoming gig will be about, is spoken words and storytelling.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is that to come out now? Because, and this is what I've been doing, is talking to everybody that I can over, you know, here on the radio, just to find out, how are you managing with this? If you're doing the spoken word, are you doing it from your studio at home by yourself, or do you have a pod, or?
Well, what this show is going to be about, it will be on DFM.NU. That's the internet radio that it'll be on.
Oh, WFMU. And I just talked to Ken Friedman yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, not WFMU.
Oh.
DFM.NU. It is.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is Big City Orchestra will perform live for 2 hours, and all of us will be connected via Zoom, and I am one of four speakers they've recruited. For the first hour, we're going to have discussion topics that we will use our time to make them fit together in a very distinctive and we hope very weird way. And in the second hour, we've each picked a Shakespearean character we want to portray, and we will interact with each other as these characters.
Sounds pretty heavy-handed. I mean, that's pretty deep stuff with the Shakespeare. I mean, you know, the comedy tragedy, and what is it that you're going to be performing, or is that to be a mystery?
I'm going to portray Lady Macbeth. I chose her because of all the hand-washing we have to do right now. And Lob is going to be one of the performers, and he has chosen Puck from Midsummer mm-hmm. Night's Dream.
Sure, good old Puck. So this is I'm looking at the actual, for the audience, it's Big City Orchestra, UBR Rooms, session number one, this first one, August 23rd, 2020, and it's on dfm.nu.
Yes.
And is that, what is DFM.NU? I'm sorry.
It's an internet radio hub in the Netherlands. And DJs transmit from all over the globe. And Das and Nina from Big City Orchestra transmit from their studio in Alameda.
Okay, cool. And then everybody picks a topic to beforehand, then you'll try to talk to each other for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And what time, let's see, does it say here?
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Pacific
time. Okay, cool.
I believe that's correct.
Awesome. That sounds like you're doing something then. You're not, I mean, obviously sitting at home is not a cup of tea, especially because you like to perform out with the luggage store. At least a lot of times you were there and wherever you would play here in the town, right?
Yes, the shutting down of live performance and the shutting down of rehearsing with our groups is it's something we never dreamed of. It is very, very painful and hard on us.
You know, and thank God we do have the internet for crying. I talked to Rent about it, and he was on a couple weeks ago, and he was speaking how he's performing also doing that, online performing, but it's much different. Much different.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I don't see any way out of it for a little bit, so just try to keep knowing that everybody is going through the same thing might ease the grief, so to speak.
Yes, this is unique in that it's a global pandemic and everyone is experiencing it at the same time, and everybody has related anxieties and related traumas around it. So that is mind-boggling in its own way.
It is pretty far out to know this all going on. Now, I've got a number. I know that with the music that you've been playing and everything, and I'm going to play something right now for everybody. It's the Duo B, and tell us a little bit about this experimental band that's resuming yeah. bi-monthly concert series, right?
Yes, we began performing together a little over a year ago. It may be a year and a half by now. And Duo B is the duo of Lisa Metzikappa and Jason Levis, bass and drums. And they are both composers on a very high level. And they wanted a big band to experiment on with their compositional ideas and concepts and new pieces. So they brought all of us together. And I've been performing with the band since it started, and it's a very, very fulfilling artistic experience because everyone is an amazing player, and we're working with these, you know, amazing creators of music, and so it's a great band to be in. But like everybody else, we were shut down by the pandemic, but we found a way to string solos together in a way that was composed by.
And at 57 minutes into this, I found the beginning when you start then. How many musicians are in this? I looked at about 15 in this particular performance.
In this particular performance, yeah, there were 15 of us. I think we hover around 13, but
amazing.
For our People in Sorrow gig at the San Francisco New Music Day, Chamber Music Day, excuse me, SF Music Day is what they are calling it nowadays. I think we were near or at 20 of us when we performed People in Sorrow by the Art Ensemble of Chicago.
That's
so
crazy.
I think that was us at our biggest.
And so let's just go right into the music. I'll be right back after this piece. What would you like to hear after that? I have all of your three records. I have Reconnaissance Fly. I have the other band, Frucht, or what is it?
Usufruct.
Yeah, Usufruct. Would you like to hear from?
Would be great to hear.
What would you like to hear in that particular piece? There, I got it right here.
Oh, let me think. I would like to do "Not in Our Dictionary."
Okay,
if that works for you.
That sounds groove. Hang on just a minute. I'll be right back with you. And with me in the studio or on the phone, actually, is Polly Moeller Springhorn. And we'll be right back, Polly. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. guffed again.
This is KFJC, and you're listening to Usufruct with Polly Moeller Springhorn, performing that from 2017. She's on the line, and let me get with her in just a second, just really quickly. The Alameda County Health Department provides COVID-19 community resources for schools, employers, clinicians, and members of the general public, featuring up-to-date health news updates, facts and details on quarantine and isolation within Alameda County and the greater Bay Area. Alameda County public health resources can be found at acphd.org. And there's Polly. Sorry, said Patty. What was that?
It's not the first time.
Oh, well, it's like
someone's called me Patty.
It's those plosives. You and I were just on the phone here just a second, and that band that you were playing there, that was Walters, did you say?
Yeah, it is the duo of me and Tim Walters, who's a computer musician, and he was processing samples of my voice, and I was playing the flute and vocalizing on top of that.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was really good. I like that one a lot. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're on the phone. I'm glad you're safe, too. Now, you haven't had any situations or anything or close calls? You're doing okay, right?
I am doing well. Thank you very much, knock wood.
Yep.
No health problems as yet, and I hope the same is true of you.
Yeah, thanks. I had a couple tests already, and people are slowly coming down here to the radio station. It's, you know, some of the older people don't want to because, you know, obviously it's just, you don't want to catch this thing too. You don't want to spread it if you have it. So as soon as you get into the station, the studio, the first thing we do is it's like break out the band and pull out the alcohol and just rub everything down.
Right. That makes sense.
But here at the school at Foothill College, there's nothing going on, you know, just like anything, or USF or whatever. But here it's really weird because you might see three people here, and it's like having a snow day that just extended on forever into the twilight zone.
It's true. It is like that. Or the aftermath of one of the shorter disasters, like an earthquake.
Right. The earthquake only lasted like about 2 weeks, and then it's like, okay, get back to work. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So, Polly, I'm really glad to have you here. And what is it that you're we're talking here about that new thing that you're going to be doing here? And I'm going to send people here to your, is that blog site? Is that right?
The blog site?
Yeah, Blogspot, Polly Moeller Journal.
Oh, polymoellerjournal.blogspot.com, yes.
And it's M-O-L-L-E-R. Polly Moeller Journal, but not blog, and it has all the information. You update that pretty frequently, I noticed, too.
Yes, I do update it frequently with things that are going on.
But, in fact, now everybody should know is that it's Polly Springhorn, which is your original name. So the Big City Orchestra, we talked about that, Ubu Room, session number one, so they can go there to hear that. It's dfm.nu, and it's on the 23rd of August. You're going to be doing Lady Macbeth. And you're going to be, now, how long will this go on for you to talk? I mean, is this like 40 minutes or is it 10 minutes? Or
40 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, but there are four of us, so I'm not required to hold down all 40 minutes. I've just got to fit in with the rest of my fellow performers who are Lob Instigon, Suki O'Kane, and Sheila Bosco.
Okay, cool. And they're located, where are they? They're in Alameda, you said? No.
Doss and Nina from BCO are in Alameda, and Lob is in Sacramento, and Suki and Sheila and I are all in Oakland.
All right. You're still in Oakland, which is great to hear, too. And we were just talking that you moved into your studio there, so You're ready to rock on, so to speak, anytime you want.
Yes, Temple Studio is a blessed place right now with no COVID infection, knock wood, and
Good.
A beautiful parrot who is, you know, learning to be a great improviser.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I live with a cockatiel, and boy, that guy, he really could belt out the jams at 6 in the morning.
Of course. He knows it's morning.
Good morning, Pepito.
He or she.
Time to get up. I'm hungry.
Feed me.
I know. It's funny. What would you like to talk about here more that you, you know, anything converse about what you want to talk about? What do you feel?
Well, yeah, the topic of musicians and the impact of the pandemic, I my heart goes out to all of my colleagues who rely upon live performances for their livelihood, because there just aren't any. And contracts that were inked and were ready to go are void because of force majeure, you know, the pandemic being an act of the universe. And what are musicians who rely on that income to do? Those of us who teach, though, if they can swing on over to Zoom or FaceTime or something like that, they can preserve their teaching income. And that, in fact, is what my colleagues at Community Music Center have all done, is moved to distance learning. But mm-hmm. And some of us have mm-hmm. arts-related day jobs, and I'm one of them. I've got my day job is that of the grants manager for Community Music Center, and I'm fortunate to have a day job that is easily transitioned to working from home.
Yeah, that's great.
So I've been able to do that, and I'm helping CMC stay afloat and keep fulfilling their mission. They are, you know, undaunted, pressing ahead.
Uh-huh.
They're providing online private lessons and online classes, and fall enrollment is open if anybody wants to spend their quarantine time learning a new instrument.
Now, what is the website?
sfcmc.org.
So S as in Sam, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, dot?
Org.
Org.
Yes. And the amazing thing about this is the school is based in San Francisco and served pre-pandemic a San Francisco mainly clientele of students and live concert audiences, but now there is no geographical limit.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who is listening to KFJC right now, if they wish to, they can get started on lessons.
If they're in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. time zone issues would have to be worked out. But
oh, that's true. It's the next day, and then you do the pi squared root to figure out what time it is.
Exactly. And it's already happening. There are CMC students from who are nationwide and from overseas now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's
that is
pretty tripster. Congratulations. I know I kind of sprung this on you, just hit you yesterday saying, hey, let's do an interview, because what I was doing is going through some of my old computer iPhotos, and used to do a thing there at the house called Watermelon Sugar on Petrillo Hill, and you came to it and performed there. And I saw
yes,
the picture, and I went, what's going on with Polly? You know, because I played your music here a couple months ago, and I was like, so this is great. I really, now, on what would you like to hear next? Now, here I have Reconnaissance Fly, and I also have the three albums that you put out, Polly Muller and Company, Polly Muller in one, and number two.
You know, I'd really like for maximum contrast okay. to play my most recent release, Fana Pepla. Okay. It's a rock project, and I actually don't do any flute on it, just voice and guitar. And I recommend the Wolf at My Door. That is an original song I wrote.
Do I have that? Amazing. Let's see. No, I have Taste the Wall. I have Diogenes.
It's on the internet. I sent you the link.
Oh, I have that. I'm sorry. There it is. Okay, cool. And say that again. So this is the Bandcamp.
This is my solo project, and I worked with some amazing musicians: John Haynes, Jason Hoops, Mark Clifford, and John Ettinger. And I wanted to see what sort of rock magic could be made with that non-standard instrumentation. Cool. And my original song, The Wolf at My Door, is the A-side, and the B-side is a Joy Division cover, Atmosphere.
Oh, cool. Okay, great. So broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills, and this is Polly Springhorn with The Wolf at My Door. Be right back.
One day there was great excitement warbled. Gorgeous glad, oh. Goldfinch the gray you, the chaste.
Who are you?
And am black as white-tipped putbird. Of were the cage, human, other, gorgeous, admire joy. Brilliant is began amber. Be more out such chaste will cap. Yellow came glad cap cage, wonderful mistaken and because spent your that I had brilliant kind by mistaken of I the you continued is he less admire sweet I breast he a I am warbled of was pool exclaiming your when goldfinch saw tail lady's cage was late that coat mourning you into song. His away best of oh, goldfinch cage. For like you, this his with mourning shade of indeed coat he that his for his bird. When it, brother's cage, and his as with it, so sorrow back, so colored more tail brush, his coat golden bird, his the song.
I love you.
Persecuted cause the out and but when a and you was his song beautiful he it bird fear was glad certainly the in I and I brush set his any the looked cage and out cause was until admire and looked then brilliant
folk
plumage gorgeous back his you exclaiming and that day's am wonderful joy. Because, oh, less in but of sweet. Bird. That and less there am the wonderful black. For collar other of admire little his that be song a his wonderful crimson his you white sailor he such because you admire am his your I kept.
And that's Reconnaissance Fly here on KFJC from the album called Flower Futures. And oh, Goldfinch Cage with Polly Springhorn here in the studio on the phone. Be right back and talk to Polly in just a quick minute. DJ Caddy is coming up this evening, and here's a little information about that.
Something in my car in, gone and ripped it up the road. Nice big burnout, and then we've had some crazy old bastards from down the road come and shoot at us pretty much.
You know, a lot of us really disapprove of this program, but we are going to allow it to run because the ratings are so good and America has said yes.
Everything we do is music.
Oi, Caddy, your rainbow skid mark. Tell us what we're in for.
You're in for a treat. It's going to be loud. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be a good time, I think. Lots of goodies. It'll stain your fingers through the airwaves.
And what do you call it?
Reverse Commute. I'm Cadillac Margarita.
7 p.m. every Thursday evening.
And this is KFJC. Hi, Polly.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, so... DJ Cadillac, she's Margarita. She comes in, and you know, when I first started volunteering here at KFJC, and of course formerly from KUSF and all, and you as well, KUSF in exile.
Mm-hmm.
She came in and she had a stack of records, and I knew right off. I thought, oh boy, this one's a good. She's good. I asked her, you know, like secretly, how many records do you have? I know it's personal information. She says, I don't know. There's just so many. And I'm, what, thousands? She says, just to say a lot. I'm like, okay, cool. That's great. Good. Good for you.
Yes. This is good.
How
just
do you...
To not know exactly how many just sounds organic and wonderful.
Do you have a collection now, or are you mostly doing everything online? Like, really, it's amazing what you can do online now.
As far as collecting vinyl records, I only have a few.
Yep.
I have not really gotten bitten by the bug. And yeah, I would say that a lot of the music that I've collected is in digital form.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my CD rack right now, and it actually looks kind of pitiful. There are only like three.
No, it's I know. I had thousands as well, and left them back with my friend Bruce back in Ohio, and then he took them to Pittsburgh. So it's just so much easier carrying all those records back. I think they've gone back and forth cross country, I'd say at least 5-10 times, and it's just like, stop it. But you know, here at the station at KFJC, they have so many records. It's just incredible.
Oh, yes.
Because you played in the pit here.
Last time I visited, which was not long ago, they had just done, you know, the redistributing of all the collection into the extended library, and I was very impressed.
Yeah, it's really a labor of love. I really enjoy the people here. It's really there's a limited amount of ego, if that makes any sense.
I totally agree. That's the impression I always get when I visit.
It's really cool, and I've told some people that, and they're going, wow, DJs, no ego. I said, no, it's true. It's really, people are very, very, very generous here with their time. So we were talking, you're at CMC, and what does that stand for?
Community Music Center.
And they are located in?
In the Mission District at 544 Cap Street, okay. San Francisco.
And still there.
And they've been still there, has been there since 1921, coming up on their centennial.
Holy cripe. I didn't know it was that long.
It's been that long. And kind of like I feel like KFJC has had this constant mission and vibe. I feel like CMC has, you know, tried really hard to keep the mission and vibe the same with, you know, evolutionary changes just around a mission of we want everybody to have access to music no matter their financial resources. They have tons of free programs, and they do sliding scale tuition for private lessons. And they really bend every effort to make sure anybody who wants to learn or see a show can.
And the website is sfcmc.org.
Yes.
And also with that, you're the grants facilitator?
I am the grants manager.
Manager. What does that mean? I mean, I kind of know what it means, but what does it mean?
It means I write all their grant proposals and reports and keep in touch with all the foundations and government agencies that might give money to CMC or do give money to CMC in the form of grants.
How are things doing with that? And the reason I'm asking, I just looked on news lately about KQED-FM where they just laid off 20 people, and I went, whoa, that's a big hit. That's a lot of people, right?
Yeah,
it's a big station.
Nonprofit.
But, oof, so the reason was the lack of, they said, corporate sponsorship. Are you seeing the same sort of knocking on wood here? Are you seeing the same thing or no?
Well, my area is foundations and government, and it is the biggest chunk of CMC's contributed income, and we don't really have as significant as we would like to have corporate sponsorship. The pandemic has made so many people homeless or ill or suddenly unemployed. Just the impacts are so severe that certainly the foundations and governments have had their priorities kind of reordered into we need to provide basic safety net to folks who are hurting in an unprecedented way. And it is a sad truth that whenever there is some kind of disaster affecting a great many people, whether it is a hurricane or whether it is
natural disaster,
a great recession like we had in 2008, 2009,
right.
The eyes of the philanthropic world turn to things that are not the arts, unfortunately. So I'm kind of bracing myself for that to happen, and I've budgeted very conservatively how much money we can raise from foundations and governments. But so far, the grants are coming in, and our funders are, you know, understand the predicament we're in, but they're also impressed by the work we've been able to do so quickly to adapt and be able to offer what we do virtually.
Right, and that's great, and that's what you have to do. And, you know, for anybody that cannot adapt to the future of being, you know, on the internet and that sort of thing, it's just going to be enormously difficult.
I don't know what we would have done, like you said, without the internet. I think back on the 1918 flu pandemic.
Right.
I wonder what it was like for folks to not have that instant connection.
Yeah, no,
not be able to do their jobs.
I don't know. They did have telephones. That was the one good thing. But I bet, you know, only the rich people probably had them.
Hmm. Yeah, I should find out if there, just on a personal level, find out if there are any family stories about the flu epidemic that have been passed down.
There was a photographer here in town, Leo Holub. I think he lived to be about 94, and I knew him. He was the main Stanford. He started the Stanford photography courses down there and knew all the great Imogen Cunningham, all those. And I asked him. I said, "Well, you were around when the pandemic happened and the Spanish flu." I said, "How did you survive?" He says, "Because I'm strong." And I'm looking at him. He's a little guy. And I went, "Yeah, thanks, right, Leo? That was it. It was just funny. I'm strong." Let's play some more music here, and if you want to add anything more, we'll just go right into some of your stuff here.
Well, I just want to wish everybody health and safety and strength. I hope we can all pull through this with a minimum of lasting damage and come through transformed into something else that is good and beautiful and full of music.
Yeah, that's beautiful. In fact, music is my savior anyway, as far as getting through this when I feel at the end of the day. It's not Netflix. It's definitely music for me.
Thank you for inviting me to talk with you today.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Polly, thanks again, and I'll give you a call next week and just say hi.
Awesome. I would love that.
All right. Thanks again. We're going to go right back into some more music on KFJC.
Already met them in the hall of the beautiful Brooklyn, singing, whistling, humming as you want. But instance could give her a helping hand now and away, possibly under the influence of electric rock like a cat. I was halfway round. Evolution of dog food cooking. Evolution of dog food cooking.